serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 edition. President Donald Trump left for the Middle East starting yesterday, being there also beginning today in Saudi Arabia. Then he's headed to the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Oman. He is absolutely handling the Middle East this week. Additionally, tomorrow, Zelensky of the Ukraine, Vladimir Putin of Russia are meeting face-to-face. All this is happening this week. Well, Donald Trump, starting off last week with the trade deal with Great Britain, along with what they were able to negotiate over the weekend in Switzerland with China, putting a 90-day pause on the tariffs, retaliatory war that was going back and forth. Cooler heads prevailed. Trump said, okay, we'll lower the tariffs on your products coming into the United States 10% plus 20% for fentanyl until we get an actual mechanism in place to stop fentanyl coming into the United States. You're paying an extra 20. China understood. They agreed to a 10% tariffs on our goods going into China, but yet they're still not allowed in China, basically. You don't see American cars in China. It's that simple. China isn't buying our beef. So 90 days, let's negotiate this. Let's figure it out. Well, all of that led to the trip to the Middle East. The Prince of Saudi Arabia committing already one of the six countries, $600 billion investment in the United States this year. Increasing our relationships with them as far as buying our products in Saudi Arabia, utilizing the economy in their country to our benefit. Now, Trump said before he left, he wanted to go there and get $1 trillion of investments from these countries. And the very first country, the very first stop, he gets 60% of it. He gets $600 billion out of the trillion out of Saudi Arabia alone. United Arab Emirates, very wealthy country. Qatar, this is absolutely amazing. Very wealthy. They've offered a gift to our president. They've given a gift to our military. They want to give Donald Trump personally a 747 Boeing jet made here in the United States to act as Air Force One for him while he's in office, and they want him to take it with him when he leaves to be his personal jet, his personal plane to replace his fleet of Donald Trump jets. A 747 Boeing. The media, Mark Levin and others, losing their minds over this gift, saying that Qatar is trying to basically bribe our president. Well, Donald Trump said, I'm not going to reject their gift. That's an insult. I'm not going to do it. I don't care what you guys think. Number one, he can't get reelected. This is his last term as president. Number two, the country wants to give him a gift. That's great. He takes it. They're also giving another jet plane to our military. This is amazing what's happening right now. Not even to talk about Bahrain, UAE, Kuwait, and Oman. This is going to be a historic week, folks. And the liberal media, they don't know what to do with it. The establishment rhinos don't know what to do with it. This is absolutely amazing. And the fact that Donald Trump, while all this is going on in the Middle East, while all this is happening between Ukraine and Russia, ceasefire between India and Pakistan, oh, that was another thing that happened. Donald Trump called them up and said, knock it off. Both of them have nuclear weapons. This has got to stop, and it stops now. We will stop providing you military equipment and foreign aid. We will shut you off. You guys need to stop it. Okay, Mr. President, we'll agree to a ceasefire. We'll work out a deal. Donald Trump hates war. That's the bottom line. He hates war. He wants to put an end to wars that are ongoing, and he wants to prevent wars from starting. Donald Trump is not obligated to the military-industrial complex like a lot of these rhinos, the Cheney family, the Bush family. The list goes on and on and on. Nope, sorry, not interested in you guys making wars and making profit off of them. Not interested in any way, shape, or form. So as a result, all this is happening. And it's happening right now as I'm talking on this microphone. Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, and Oman. And that's this week. And then he's coming back. Also, very interesting development, what's going on. The last American hostage being released by Hamas. Donald Trump is going to be involved in the solution in Gaza. The Gaza Strip. I'm going to make a prediction right now. We, the United States of America, are going to become rock-solid partners with Israel to stand up to Hamas. And, by the way, Donald Trump asked the Saudi prince to come out publicly in support of Israel over Iran. Saudi Arabia and Iran are not friends. They don't like each other. Donald Trump says, show your solidarity. Show your support. Stand with me to support Israel. And he said he was going to ask all these other Arab nations to do the same thing when he visits them this week. If those countries come out in support of Israel, this will be historic. So we'll see where this goes. We'll keep an eye on it. Again, I like to focus Michigan news, Michigan politics, but when things like this of this magnitude is happening across the world, you got to talk about it. And again, like Rush Limbaugh said, the establishment absolutely hates it. This stuff has been going on for years, decades. Donald Trump says, no, it's going to stop. He's a deal maker. Peacemaker, absolutely doesn't care what the media says, doesn't care what Mark Levin thinks. Sean Hannity is actually with the president. And oh, by the way, the wire services, Trump told them they couldn't come. They couldn't come on the trip. Reuters, AP, all of them? Nope. Banned from being on Air Force One with the president. Banned from coming with him to these countries. Nope, not interested. I'm taking Sean Hannity instead. Oh, God, you got to love this guy's moxie. Yep, he does things his own way, and the media doesn't like it. Too bad, so sad. He doesn't care because he's not able to run for re-election. The polls mean nothing to Donald Trump. The only polls he cares about is Congress and the U.S. Senate. And he's pressuring them to bring him this big, beautiful bill before, listen to this, Memorial Day. Yes, Memorial Day. Donald Trump says, I want the bill on my desk by Memorial Day. Wants to see it passed in the House and the Senate and brought to him. Well, I think what's going to happen, because they move so dang slow in Washington, I think the House may have a vote on it before Memorial Day. Then it's going to go to the Senate in June. I'm going to predict 4th of July. 4th of July, the bill will be sent to the president for his signature on that day. We'll wait and see. But basically, that looks like the timeline. But you got to understand, folks, Memorial Day is Monday, May 26th. May 26th, 12 days from today. And then we've got this idiot congressman, Shri Thanadar, however you pronounce his name, announcing that he wants to run for the U.S. Senate. But he's got a resolution right now pending in the House chamber for impeachment, articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. And this guy wants to be our U.S. Senator. You think he's catering to the far left, progressive, socialist, communist of the Democrat Party vote? This Democrat primary next year is going to be very interesting. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. Morning talk show host Steve Gruber did a piece this morning talking about the Middle East reset. Basically, what Donald Trump is doing with his visit this week to these six countries. The other thing that you have to look at is the investments from these countries coming into the United States this year. Donald Trump said that he wants $1 trillion commitment from these countries. Now, this happens, folks. This is a game changer. Because that amount of money coming into the United States this year would stimulate the economy and would absolutely, absolutely increase wages in the United States. Why would it increase wages? Supply and demand. More investment, more dollars creates activity, creates jobs. In that process of creating jobs, that's more opportunity for people. So if you're stuck in a job you don't necessarily like, doesn't pay you as much as you would like, well, there's other opportunities out there. Because in order to get workers, they got to offer better pay, better benefits to get people to come. Well, that opens up these other jobs and just absolutely creates a cycle of increased wages. Net real wage increases, which have been stagnant for the last 4 years under the Biden-Harris administration, those days are over. And you have to realize that Donald Trump didn't take office until January 20th. He still got six more days to go for 4 months in office. And all this is happening with him in the Oval Office. And one of the other things that the stock market is reacting to is the price of oil and the price of gold. Been monitoring both of those. One financial economist predicted if gold hit 4,000 an ounce, we were doomed to not only a recession, but a possible depression. Price has been going down ever since this past weekend, the announcement of the China deal. So as a result, everything is trending exactly the way Donald Trump wanted it to. They're saying oil is going to stabilize right around $60 a barrel. Could fluctuate between 58 to 62. You know, that should equate to gas prices should be about $2.50 a gallon. It's coming. Especially if we in Michigan file these complaints with the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel. We'll see how fast companies like Blarney Castle and others start lowering their prices. There's no reason why gas should be up at $3.39, $3.29, $3.19 a gallon. It's ridiculous. Maybe this little mini monopoly needs some competition. I got a text message to that effect from, let's see, who was it? Onaway. Two of the three stations are owned by Blarney Castle. The other is privately owned. Blarney Castle's last night, $3.29. The private gas station in Onaway, 10 cents a gallon cheaper, $3.19. It shouldn't even be that high. But definitely file a complaint. If you want the text message, just text me gas. Text me gas. I'll give you a direct link to the form online. All you got to do is gather the information required and file a complaint. The Attorney General's Office, Consumer Protection Agency, promised to look at it, contact the company, and get back to us within 30 days. Get it filed. Definitely get it filed before 4th of July. I'd love to see gas prices down to about $2.50, $2.60 a gallon for a 4th of July celebration. Maybe, just maybe, we can have a fantastic tour season this summer here in northern Michigan. And lower gas prices makes it happen. At $2.50 a gallon, we would get a ton of people from downstate. Even people from outside the state of Michigan. Supply and demand, folks. Lower the prices, they will come. Our businesses need it. Our economy needs it. Let's do it. Text me gas. I'll send you the form. All you got to do is spend some time gathering the information, and you can file it online. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that